Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Okay, welcome. Today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how hard times and painful experiences help teach us to be better people and in turn be more sympathetic. And I am so honored to be able to have one of my most favorite people in the entire world on my show today. So a little bit about him. He is a rock star. Actually, since the second I met him, I knew he was special, amazing, different, and he was going to change the world. This is my oldest son, Gunnar Bauer. So welcome to the show, Gunnar.
Thanks.
And Gunnar is so incredible. So his late dad's cancer came back when Gunnar was 4 years old. So Gunnar has had a crash course on how to be dealing with a hard life, but still having hope and happiness. And he's learned at a very young age really hard, painful things and experiences that has made him, just at the age of 13 years old right now, one of the most incredible, kind-hearted people you'll ever meet. So I just wanted to interview him a little bit and share with you guys a really neat experience he had last week that coincides with this episode's magic word of the day, which is
Sympathy.
And this episode idea came from Gunnar because of this experience that he had last week. Tell us a little bit about experience that you had last week and how that relates to how hard and painful things make you better people.
Last week was my first week of school, a new school called Fort Harriman. As you know, moving's never easy, especially starting up a new school. The first day was one of the roughest I've had in a while. I had no friends, no one to talk to, and no one to sit by at lunch. And through the experiences I had at school, taught me to recognize more of my surroundings and how people are feeling around me.
So you came home that day. Walk me through that a little bit. So you started at a new school. How many classes do you have in a day?
In a day, I have 8.
So there was 8 classes. So in those eight classes, nobody said anything to you or sat by you.
Nope.
How many kids do you have in each class?
Around 30.
Okay, so let's class. Times 30 times 8 is?
It's like 240.
Good job. So out of about 240 students that day, not one went out of their way to say hello to a new student. And then even at lunch, what happened?
At lunch, I got my lunch. I haven't tasted this good of food of school lunch. Long time. I'm
way to look
happy.
At the positive.
And I went and sat alone and ate lunch. I felt so alone for the first time in a very long time. I've never felt so alone, yet there's so many people around me.
Yeah.
And it just kind of struck me.
Because Gunnar, if any of you are lucky enough to associate with this man, he is so kind and he's a magnet for everybody. So at his school, at his previous school, any school he's around, any group of people he is around, people love to say hello to him. He's like a celebrity, but not one that's full of himself. He earns people's friendship because he's so kind. So I think it was a shock, like being thrown into cold water for you in the middle of a school year, having all these friends that we then have to leave to come to a new school. And here you're a nobody, you know, you're sitting there alone. And that would have never happened to you in any of your experiences with friends. So he came home that day and sat at the kitchen table, and I about had a heart attack when I said, you know, who did you eat lunch with?
Nobody.
And I looked at him and I probably made him feel way worse because I was like nobody? Like you sat alone.
Yep.
By yourself. Like nobody sat next to you. And then I could see these big tears well up in his eyes. And then he started to break down. And I was just like, inside, I was like, oh my gosh, you're such a jerk. How about you rub it in a little bit more, Mom? But I couldn't believe it. I was shocked that not one person in a whole entire school would go out of their way to even say, hey, come sit with us. Or even out of 240 students, not one would say hello in a class. Like, I think from this lesson alone is to tell your kids, hey, if you see people that are new, say something to them. Make them feel comfortable. Say hello to them. So that night, because we are proudly Christians, we love our Savior Jesus Christ, and we try at all times to have faith in him. So through this hard time that night, what did we do, Gunnar?
After many tears and thoughtful words from Mom, we said a prayer that night and just with full hearts asked that we could just find somebody, just somebody to be friends with. And Wyatt also had a crappy day that day, and he came home and he cried a little bit because he had no friends either at school.
And Wyatt is, who's Wyatt?
Wyatt is my younger brother.
He's our little quirky, crazy 9-year-old, just turned 9. And he told me that he went and sat down by a group of kids, and when he sat down by them, they looked at him, and then they got up and moved. So, like, he had a brutal, brutal day, too, and that was rough. So, what did we do? So, we prayed for what?
We prayed for strength to go to school that next day,
yeah,
and for someone to recognize us, for someone to just come and say hey and get to know us. And me personally, I prayed for courage to try to not be so out of everything and out of all the activities and just try to let people do their own thing. I tried to interact with people more because I don't like drawing attention to myself from big crowds. It's not really my thing, but I prayed to just have a little bit of that just for one day to find people to hang out with and have conversations.
I remember you said to me, Mom, I'm praying that I can be a little more extroverted tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and said our prayers. And then what happened the next day?
The next day, these two new kids named Ryan and Jace, we started talking and we started becoming friends that day just on the bus. And a kid from my teacher's quorum named Brock also started talking to us. Now when I go to school, there I have people to talk to in the morning. And when I went to school that day, I felt a little bit more confident in myself to talk to people.
That's great. And do you remember what I told you on Monday about remembering that feeling of hurt and sadness,
yeah,
that deep, deep sadness in your heart? What did I tell you? Do you remember? You know, I tell you a lot of crap, so maybe you just don't remember. But let me refresh your memory. I looked at you and I said, remember how this feels, Gunnar. Because one day you're going to see someone sitting by themselves and you're going to go up and talk to them, or you're going to invite them because you know how it feels. And I didn't think it would be such a quick turnaround, such a quick payoff for Gunnar to experience that. But then a few days later, he came and told me something, and I would love him to share that with you. That directly relates to our theme of the day, which is sympathy, which is how has those hard, painful times in your life helped you be softer? How have those hard, painful times helped you be kinder? What are we here for? Why are we here on earth? To go through those hard times and make ourselves better people because of it. Gunnar immediately this week shared an experience with me that I'd love him to share with you guys that relates to how you can turn pain into power and be a better person and help others. So go ahead, Gunnar, and share that. We'd love to hear it.
The second day, or the third, was at school, this thing called Diamond Time, which is basically if you have no grades, C and below, you can go to a sort of intervention in the school where they play a movie. And so I go in there, and none of my friends are in there. And I see a kid from my facts class, which is a cooking class, in there. And I go up and I say to him, hey, can I sit right here? Because no one's sitting around him or by him. So I sit next to him and I ask, "What's your name?" And he says, "Isaac." I sit next to him and we laugh at the movie together and we have a little bit of a discussion. And one of the things I've learned is no matter how small the gesture you think at that moment that you're doing, it can turn someone's day, week, or life around. Mm-hmm. Of you just giving a simple smile or hello or sitting by them and getting to know them. And I just, from the deep sorrow, not sorrow, but sadness that I felt on that day of sitting alone and not having friends, I never want anyone to feel like that, that I can help.
And I asked you that day, if you hadn't sat by yourself that day to know how that feels, would you have gone up and sat by
Probably not.
So that hard, painful, horrible experience, was it worth that bad day?
Yes.
To make you who you are right now?
Yes.
And that sucks to hear that, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to have horrible, terrible, no good, very bad days. Nobody wants those. But if we what?
If we go through them, and at the end of the day, if you can analyze the bad thing you went through and think, I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So as far as I know, I want to help people who are in this situation.
Yeah. We want to take those hard, painful experiences and help them soften our hearts. And I loved how beautifully you said, help you be more aware of your surroundings. And that's so amazing. I love that. That's so wise. And had you not had that hard, painful experience, we would have not be having this conversation and not have the potential to help people all around the world realize that those hard, horrible, painful things we go through can make us better. And that, yeah, that was one crummy bad day, but that bad day has made you who you are right now. And that bad day has changed how many people's lives. From now going forward, are you ever going to look at someone by themselves and not remember this experience and not remember the power you have just in saying hello?
No, I will always want to invite them to be with us and not be alone. I want them to feel like they have a place somewhere and a group to be with.
And that's powerful. That's amazing. And going back, would you choose to have that experience again, knowing what you know now?
Yes, I would.
That's powerful. You guys, from a 13-year-old saying he would repeat that horrible, terrible, humiliating day because it has instantly, within days, he's seen a payoff in his character. He's been refined. You've been made better because of the bad you've gone through. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And we all have a chance. Every day, we have a choice to let those bad, hard times turn us into better people. And that's why we have those hard times, because we should learn to become who we were meant to be. And in order to do that, we've got to go through the hard. We've got to go through the bad. And in those hard, bad times, if we rely on our Savior Jesus Christ and we say our prayers, He's promised that He will be there and He will help us. And I love a scripture that I shared with Gunnar the other night, and it is, "Verily I say unto you, my friends, fear not, let your hearts be comforted, yea, rejoice evermore, and in everything give thanks." And I think that's so beautiful. It's like, don't be scared, have comfort, and give thanks, even for those bad days. And Gunnar today has shown us that he is thankful for that bad day. It has made him kinder and more thoughtful and more aware. And I love that. And then it goes on to finish in verse 3. It says, "Therefore he giveth this promise unto you with an immutable covenant, that they shall be fulfilled, and all things wherewith you have been afflicted shall work together for your good and to my name's glory, saith the Lord." And that's in Doctrine and Covenants section 98, verses 1-3. Let me repeat that last line, because it's just completely relates to our episode this week. And it's, let me say it again. So it's the Lord talking, and he said, "And all things wherewith you have been afflicted shall work together for your good and to my name's glory, saith the Lord." He will improve us. He will strengthen us, and he will give us the opportunity to become better. With that, we want to leave with you that if you're going through a hard time, stop and think, what can I learn? How can I grow? And just like Gunnar said, you can help not only change your perspective in your life, but you can help others, and you can help change their lives because of the hard that you've been through. And that is sympathy, and that is empathy. And thank you for listening, and thank you, Gunnar, for coming and being a guest. We will definitely have him back, maybe monthly with Gunnar. But anyway, we love you guys, and we're here for you. And if you have any questions, you can look at our website, put on your biggirlpants.com or your big boy pants, and have a good night.
Good night.